Well, there was some sad news on Friday. Gallagher, the comedian, he passed away at the age of 76 on Friday.
Very sad.
I loved, growing up, like I remember watching Gallagher specials on TV all the time.
I hadn't thought of, I don't know when the last time I would have thought of Gallagher
neither.
Maybe 20 years ago.
But I definitely watched his comedy.
The Sledgematic.
Like, with my family, like all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So he was born Leo Anthony Gallagher Jr. in 1946, and he became one of the most recognizable comedic performers of the 1980s for his prop and observational routine that included his signature act of smashing a watermelon on stage with his wooden sledgehammer.
Yeah.
For more than
simple but works.
Yep. For more than 30 years, he played between 100 and 200 shows a year, destroying tens of thousands of melons with the sledgehammer he called his Sledge-O-Matic.
Sledge-O-Matic, I remember that, yeah.
So he graduated from the University of South Florida with a chemical engineering degree.
Say what now?
Yeah, in 1970, and also minored in English literature.
Okay.
After college, he began working as comic musician Jim Stafford's road manager.
Oh, all right.
He traveled to California, during which time he decided to perform as well.
Okay.
He began honing his own comedy act and performed twice on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, though Carson did dislike prop comedy.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he made an exception for Gallagher.
I guess.
He looked the other way.
So Gallagher's first comedy special, called An Uncensored Evening, was the first comedy stand-up special ever to air on cable television.
Really?
In contrast to other popular stand-up comics of the era who transitioned to sitcom and movie roles, Gallagher remained, for the most part, a touring comedian, and he once noted that he performed 200 shows a year for 35 years.
Wow.
And
exhausting.
According to Variety magazine, he did over 3,500 live shows over the course of his career.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Mom.
Gallagher's signature sketch was a pitch for the Sledge-O-Matic, a large wooden mallet that he used to smash a variety of food items and other objects, culminating with a watermelon.
Yep.
Gallagher dubbed the front row of his show Death Row for its proximity to watermelon spray. People in the first several rows were usually prepared with tarps and raincoats, and many comedy clubs took great measures to cover up and protect their interiors with tarps and plastic sheeting. His show also featured a variety of props, including a large trampoline designed to look like a couch.
Oh.
I kind of remember that as well.
I remember that. Some, okay.
So given the messy nature of his shows, on some occasions, audience members did sustain injuries during his performances.
Uh-oh.
At a show in California in 1990, a woman in the audience was struck on the head by a heavy plush penguin that had a fire extinguisher inside it.
Oh. Okay.
For some reason.
A plush penguin with a fire
extinguisher. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. But she later sued the comedian for $13,000 in medical bills, $20,000 in lost wages, and punitive damages reportedly in excess of $100,000.
$13,000 in medical bills is like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's like a visit to the urgent care.
Yeah. So the case went to trial in 1993 with the jury ultimately siding with Gallagher following a pretty crazy trial where Gallagher took the stand and reportedly got as many laughs as he would during one of his shows.
Look at that, but that really torqued her off.
I'm
too.
Sure it
oh,
did.
You imagine.
Yeah. So in 2003, he ran for governor as an independent for California.
Oh, really?
During the gubernatorial recall election, and he finished 16th out of 135 candidates and got 5,466 votes.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad. In the 1980s, researchers at Loma Linda University used Gallagher's comedy to study laughter's effect on the body.
Oh.
Taking blood samples from 10 medical students while they watched Gallagher in action, the researchers observed the subjects' white blood cells increasing, and the scientists said that laughing appeared to have boosted their immune systems.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Gallagher died on November 11th, 2022, in hospice care at his home in Palm Desert, California. The cause of death was organ failure from numerous heart attacks he suffered over the course of his life, and he was 76 years old.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. Oh. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Gallagher, did you?
Yeah, so I thought because his signature was the Sledge-O-Matic, we're going to play Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
By
all
Peter
right.
Gabriel.
Yeah, I bet he loved this song.
I'm sure.
I bet he did. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Gallagher.
Yeah.
And his, of course, his signature, Sledge-O-Matic. And he died on Friday at the age of 76.
Very sad.
Yeah.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Gallagher's first comedy special was the first stand-up special to air on cable.
He ran for governor of California in 2003 and came in 16th place.
And he performed over 3,500 shows over the course of his career.
Wow. Wow, oh, wow. I always wonder with him, because he was very, he had props,
mm-hmm.
and then Carrot Top,
mm-hmm.
who I'm not so much of a fan of.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like, I just haven't seen a lot of him, I guess, and
yeah.
people are critical of him. But who makes their props? There must be a company out there that just makes, because they burn through so many props
yeah,
in these shows.
That's true. I don't know.
Who makes those? Anyway, all right, enough. Folks want to learn more about Gallagher, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage. There's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. You should read up on everything she's talked about ever. It's all right there. Wonderful. You back again tomorrow with a fresh episode?
Absolutely.
4:10?
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
We'll check traffic. Melanie Sands is coming up next. Got that forecast from meteorologist Josh Nichols. Kenny Loggins will do some Todd Rundgren and more on Legends 102.7.